On today's show, it is March Madness time, and you know what that means. We have our own Disney-related tournament bracket to go through. That's today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 489 of Traveling with the Mouse. I am your host for today. My name is John, and I am joined, as always, by my faithful co-host, the man who runs the show, Adam.
What's up, everybody? Happy March Madness.
Happy March Madness. And we're doing our annual March Madness thing, I guess you could say. But we're doing extinct Walt Disney World attractions as our choice this year. I was thinking, you know, it's been how long since we did this? We did this in the first year, didn't we? Like 2018. It was somewhere in that range. We first did it like, I think it was Walt Disney Pictures versus Pixar, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we did that once.
Yeah, and that was one, like, as I think I mentioned it to you off air. I was like, that's one that we should revisit because there's been several movies added since we did that, right? So,
yeah.
I'm sure it would change. The same way with when we did just the attractions, there's been things added. So, right.
I haven't heard positive reviews about Snow White, the new live action, but...
Well, it had a lot of negative before it was ever even released. Yeah. But I think that... That concept was doomed from the get-go, personally, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, so getting back into our current bracket. So do you want to take this away, since you kind of assembled it, this part? I mean, I know I'm hosting and everything, but since you have the AI.
Right, yeah. But I did want to bring up really quick. I did look up the history of what we've talked about. In 2019, I believe, is when we did the Pixar versus Disney one. 2020 was the best Walt Disney World attraction one, like just rides. And then 2021 was the best thing at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, overall thing.
We included other like restaurants, and I believe that was when California Grill won. And then we focused on food in 2022. Looks like we didn't do one in 2023 from what I could find for whatever
reason.
We
had to have one. We did one somewhere, I thought. I mean, we've done one every year.
I did not. Okay. I couldn't find one. But anyway, 2024 was songs. We did Disney songs. The Disney songs.
Well, I know we had to have done something in 23 then, because that was, there was one where we did like,
that's all I could find.
Lounges or something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we did it later and not in, I guess I looked in March and April and couldn't find it. But anyway, thought I would throw that in there.
Either way, we're on track now. So
yep. So we have 64 extinct attractions. Some of them are different versions of the same thing that are extinct and whatnot throughout the history of Walt Disney World. And some of them are parades, some of them are shows, some of them are rides, you know, different things. Fireworks shows, I think, in some cases.
Now, how do we choose the seating on these things?
It was done by AI.
Ah, they decided, AI decided the seating?
It did, yeah. But it broke it into four regions. We have Magic Kingdom Memories region, which is obviously Magic Kingdom. We have Epcot had its own. Hollywood Studios had enough to have its own, and Animal Kingdom / Wild Card is what they called it, which is basically more Magic Kingdom because we had to round it out with Magic Kingdom.
It's not just Magic Kingdom. I see Epcot in here too.
Oh, for the Wild Card. Yeah, there's probably, you're right. It's mostly whatever's left basically to fill out the 64.
Yeah, but there wasn't many though. I just had to fill in a couple of things.
Yeah,
but hey, you know, got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Anyway, what's funny is we do have the most recent attractions to go into the extinct bucket, if you will. So this is including Tough to Be a Bug and Triceratops Spin.
So we got We're going to do this by region?
Yeah. Well, so let's start with the Magic Kingdom Memories region. Why not, right?
Okay.
Some of the oldest. So the first matchup is Splash Mountain versus Astro Jets.
Well, I think that Splash Mountain will win this one in a landslide.
Yeah, in a 52-foot drop.
So they win by 52 feet.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yes, easily wins.
Nothing much to say about that one.
So moving on to the second round, this one to me is like...
It's not the second round, the second game. Two versus nine. Round.
Sorry, second matchup is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Skyway to Tomorrowland / Fantasyland, aka Sky Buckets, versus Mike Inc. Keelboats. This is an upset.
You think this is an upset brewing?
Because they put the Sky Buckets at number two. I don't know why. Mike Inc. Keelboats at number nine.
Yeah, I wouldn't see the Skyway as a two seed, but I know between you and I, it's likely going to be. The Keelboats at the nine seed is going to go on. So, going to move along.
All right. So, the third matchup here is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride versus the Magic Kingdom Swan Boats.
Well, as much as I think the Swan Boats were kind of cool, then I never actually rode them, though. I was there when they were active, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think they lasted till 83, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So I would definitely pick Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, personally.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with that, but I will give, it'll be a buzzer beater because I never got to experience the Swan Boats because they closed before I was born. But it is a cool idea, to be able to use that waterway and like see the Magic Kingdom from a different point of view would have been
really cool. The waterway doesn't even exist anymore, right? It doesn't go all the way around. I think since they reconfigured.
Right, not where you could take a boat on it.
Yeah.
The expanded hub
is
not that way anymore. So, all right, Mr. Toad moves on. Next, we have Snow White's Scary Adventures and The Legend of the Lion King Show. Fantasyland matchup.
I mean, if I was going to go for the one I would most like, I got to think of this as if I was faced with this choice, this is what I'm going to do today. I would most likely choose Snow White's Scary Adventures.
Yeah, I think I would agree on that one because Legend of the Lion King lasted a few years, but it didn't have a lot of repeatability from my thought. And this is
it was essentially you're getting a retelling of the movie with puppets.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Voyage of the Little Mermaid. Although, they were a little different between the two
of them. There was some clips involved too, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as... So, yeah, Snow White moves on, even though we have Seven Dwarfs Mine Train now, which is part dark ride, part coaster, so more thrilling, but yeah, like you said, it was a fun ride to make fun of.
Yes,
as well,
something like that.
Now, this one, I think this one's an obvious one, too, but the Mickey Mouse Revue versus the Main Street Cinema, when it actually showed cinema. It'd be cool today if it showed like the new Mickey Mouse shorts that.
Yeah. Between those two options, though, I guess I'm going to have to go with the Mickey Mouse Revue.
Yeah. I was always curious about this one and wish I could have seen it, but it was the first attraction to actually close at Magic Kingdom.
It was the original animatronic stage show for Magic Kingdom, I guess, right?
Yeah. And it was. Was it, I believe, the first attraction to feature Mickey Mouse as a character in it?
Yeah.
So.
Was it the only one until Runaway?
I mean. Mickey Mouse,
I can't think of another one that's really an attraction.
This one closed before Tokyo, it moved to Tokyo Disney for a while.
Right.
The first attraction to close at Magic Kingdom, so the original extinct attraction. So
it survives until the second round.
It's going to move on. Yeah.
Although I don't anticipate it going much further.
Right.
This is actually a tough choice because both are equally not as good as their original.
Is its predecessor.
Yeah. So the Enchanted Tiki Room under new management versus Country Beer Vacation Hoedown. I mean, I know it's right.
Yeah, and the between these two, I can't believe that the Enchanted Tiki Room under new management got a 6, but the, between these two, the one that I enjoyed the most would probably be the Vacation Hoedown.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that one too, because it's just better.
I mean, can your wings do this?
Yeah.
All I did was go back and forth.
Right. It wasn't the most thrilling show, and Vacation Hoedown was still pretty good. So
that fire that occurred was a mercy fire.
Yes. Because they finally went back to the original.
Exactly.
Gave them the excuse. All right. Now, this one is more of a land, I guess, overall, but there was multiple things within it. So this is Mickey's Toontown Fair versus the Frontier Land Shooting Arcade, which is the most
weird matchup
one.
So there's still remnants of Toontown Fair there, in the sense that
Storybook Circus area.
Yeah, the Storybook Circus
like
area.
Barnstormer
was part of it, so it's still remnants are still there. So yeah, I got to go with Toontown Fair.
I agree, because we don't have Donald's Boat or Mickey's House. Those are cool little things to walk through. I thought that was fun.
Yeah. It was never as good as the Toontown in Anaheim, but it was acceptable, we'll say.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, they could expand that to an actual Toontown today, couldn't they? I mean, technically.
Yeah, maybe.
Possible. They'd have to go beyond.
But you're not going to go back and retroactively add a Roger Rabbit cartoon spin,
no,
right?
So that wouldn't work. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you aren't going to move Runaway Railway over there either, so
no,
makes sense.
No. Doesn't really make sense to create it.
Now, here's an interesting matchup for people who love classic stuff. The Main Street Electrical Parade versus Wishes. Fireworks versus Parade.
Well, I personally like Wishes better than the Main Street Electrical Parade, so I'm going to have to go with Wishes, even though that one on paper is an upset, but I don't know if it's really that.
So you're going with Wishes? I'm going to go with Main Street Electrical Parade, so we need a tiebreaker here.
Going to AI for the tiebreaker. Let's see what this one says.
Like, I remember Wishes and fireworks shows. It was a good one, but I have more fond memories of the Main Street Electrical Parade than Wishes, personally.
How many times have you seen the Main Street Electrical Parade?
Gosh, I don't know. Dozen?
Think about that one.
I don't know.
You think you've seen it a dozen times?
Maybe.
Does that include, did you see it out in California?
No, it was Paint the Night when I went most recently there.
When can we do this again?
But I remember seeing it at least 2 or 3 times, like 2017, 18, whenever. When was the last couple of years it was active? Somewhere in there. 16, 17, 18, whatever the years it was. So, all right, here we go. Let's see the tiebreaker. So, Main Street Electrical Parade is the OG legend with the Twinkle Light Revolution. The Baroque Hoedown lives rent-free in our brain. I believe we've heard this before. The Glowing Train, Elliot the Dragon, the Snail Float is pure nostalgia. Oh, but it says, let's be honest, it's kind of like a vintage toy. Adorable, but a little creaky. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
So Wishes is the emotional gut punch that left generations ugly crying in front of Cinderella Castle. That starlight, starbright narration is like tearjerker, so it says. A masterclass in musical storytelling, it made fireworks feel like a spiritual experience.
Sounds like AI's tipping his hand.
Yeah. So it says Wishes wins this one.
Wishes for the wind. For the wind. For the win.
Says, I respect the Main Street Parade's hustle. She walked or twinkled, so all through the nighttime shows could run. What? But Wishes touched hearts in a few Disney shows ever have. So, all right.
I win the first tiebreaker.
There you go. Okay, so now we're on to the Epcot.
We're going to the Epcot side? Okay.
All right, so the number one. Seed Horizons versus The Making of Me, which I had actually forgotten about including this one. Martin Short. A not so G-rated show for kids.
Okay, so are we even going to spend any time on this one? Horizons, I mean, come on.
Yes, of course. I mean, should we go ahead and crown the victor of the whole thing?
I don't know. We don't have to see. You know, we've been surprised before what we think when it comes down to it.
All right. So more classic Epcot. This one, it got paired together two versions of the same show that are both extinct now. Kitchen Cabaret versus Food Rocks. It's pretty obvious to me, but let's see.
Yeah, Kitchen Cabaret is the... They're both good versions, in my opinion, but Cabaret is the better version of the two. Yes. More memorable songs from the Kitchen Cabaret.
And the fact that Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Breakout, Cosmic Rewind, they give a nod to Kitchen Cabaret.
The Veggie Veggie Fruit Fruit Zone.
Exactly. So you have to go with it. All right, so this is the original Journey into Imagination versus Innoventions, which is not really a, but I guess Innoventions as a whole, there was a lot of cool stuff there. So
it changed over time. I mean, it did house the Sum of All Thrills, which is essentially, right is it now? I mean, there's a ride that's basically the same thing now.
Yeah, it's in there too, by the way. Sum of All Thrills is in the wild card bracket, I believe.
Oh, is it really? It's actually, okay, never mind. It was actually in Innoventions, so I kind of know how they can separate those two. But Journey into Imagination.
It doesn't matter because, yes, Journey into Imagination is going to keep going.
Yeah. Yep. I think all the top seeds are going to advance in Epcot.
Yeah, this one's going to be interesting. We have the original Universe. Well, this one says Universe of Energy / Ellen's Energy Adventure, so it combines. So
it could be either one. Yeah.
So... Yeah, Energy essentially versus the Living Seas pre-Nemo. Of course, Nemo is not extinct because it's the current version, but the previous version of Living Seas.
Both have good classic music. I think if I were going to pick an experience that I would enjoy the most overall, I think with the Seas, you at least have the freedom and the ability to move around outside of the ride. Yeah. So I'm going to give the edge to the Seas.
Yeah, exactly the same reason I was thinking is, you know, it doesn't have to be a 45-minute experience if you're going to do the Seas, because you can kind of make it your own thing.
I remember the very last, one of the last times that I did Ellen's Energy Adventure, I literally had a row to myself, so I did lay down.
You took a nap?
Take a little bit of a nap, yeah. Nice. I did. So.
Yeah. I think the last time I did that was like maybe 90, it might have been 99 was probably the last time I did.
Has it been that long?
I think it may have been. And it was, yeah, I was, forgot how long it was. So,
I mean, the pre-show is entertaining. The end's actually somewhat entertaining. You know, there's a pretty long, lull in between the dinosaur part and when they actually start the last film, because they have to, it takes them a minute to get that set up, so to speak.
Yeah.
So that started the nap.
Right. Yeah.
It's like the dinosaur part's over. Okay, I can take a nap now.
Right. All right. Next one, we have Body Wars versus Captain EO.
That's an interesting choice for me.
I think I got my vote as much as...
I mean, Captain EO was good for its time, but if I'm going to, again, it's one of those things that I had to say, if I'm going to choose to do something and these are my options, I think I'm going to choose Body Wars.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. It was more, even though it was a lot like Star Tours, it was still a fun attraction. And I think it had more repeatability.
Yeah, it was out approximately an entire year before Star Tours, and in Florida, at least anyway. Star Tours was already out in California before Body Wars. Body Wars was basically in between the California release of Star Tours and the Florida release of Star Tours.
Yeah. Did it open before Hollywood Studios? Yeah, it had to have, right? Or MGM back in the day. Body Wars.
It was around the same time, but see, the thing is, Star Tours didn't open with the park.
Yeah, it was
late. It opened sometime in 90.
All right, well, Body Wars moves on. Next, this might be a tough one. Cranium Command versus Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
You know, it's funny. I feel like we did this matchup before, and I still chose Cranium Command.
I think I'm going with Honey, I Shrunk the Audience on this one for me.
Why?
Because I do have fond memories of the show. And
okay. I mean, it's entertaining, but I mean, I mean, general knowledge is way more entertaining than anything you got in Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. The okay. pre-show alone. That's my opinion.
Let's see what we got with the tiebreaker then. We've got the Battle of the Disney 90s Mind Games. Cranium Command, the unsung hero of Wonders of Life versus Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, the 4D Chaos Factory. Cranium Command, hosted by Buzzy, tiny, stressed out brain pilot we all rooted for. Star-studded voice cast included Dana Carvey, Kevin Nealon, and Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah.
It was funny, smart, and actually taught you about the human brain in a way that hit different. And it had heart, and it was Epcot in its prime. Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, Rick Moranis being a Disney dad icon per usual, wild 4D effects, mice under your seat, kids sneezing in your face, things flying at you.
It was a dog.
No, it does say kid, though.
Yeah, okay.
It plays Captain EO. It was fun, but a little disjointed gimmicks slash story. So, Cranium Command wins. It likes your choice better. So, there you go.
Well, think about this, too. If you take the two pavilions, which was the primary attraction between Honey and Journey, right?
Yeah.
Which one do you think might have been, which one ended up, at least, the primary attraction in inside Wonders of Life? I would argue that it was Cranium Command.
Yeah.
It had the most repeatability.
I remember we did do it a lot in the 90s, so.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right, World of Motion versus Magic Journeys. And why was World of Motion not number two?
I don't know. Magic Journeys actually did take over the Magic Eye Theater originally before Captain EO did, so.
Yeah,
that part actually makes sense. But World of Motion's pretty obvious winner between those two.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. No question. For the final Epcot matchup, we have Maelstrom versus Sum of All Thrills, which was part of Interventions, but...
I guess you could count that as separate. Obviously, Maelstrom was just a better overall attraction. Yeah. Sum of All Thrills was kind of like... It was kind of like the virtual Space Mountain, but to the next
from Disney Quest.
Step. Yeah, that was the next step in that, so to speak.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, Maelstrom, I think, easy winner there to round out the Epcot bracket. So now making its way over to Hollywood Studios, we have Great Movie Ride, of course, versus Disney Channel Rocks, which...
I don't even know that I remember Disney Channel Rocks. There's probably a handful of things. If we're going to include Disney Channel Rocks, we can include it instead.
It was one of those live shows that lasted 3 years, it says. 2010 to 2013.
I mean, technically, the Disney Junior thing has had an overhaul, right? So we could count that as one, but...
Yeah, if we needed an extra one.
But yeah, anyway.
Clear winner.
Obviously, clear winner once again. No 16 seed upsets are happening here. The Great Movie Ride.
Yeah.
No. Unanimous.
So, another easy one, which I know you love Sounds Dangerous, but we have the Backlot Tour versus Sounds Dangerous.
Actually, if you go far enough back, both of them had parks that could have contributed to a nice little nap. Sounds Dangerous more so.
Very quiet.
So, we're going to go with the Backlot Tour.
Got it. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's nothing like having an attraction that spends the majority of the time in the dark that to make you fall asleep. So,
all right. So neither one of these I really remember well. Superstar Television and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Well, Superstar Television was the one where people got to act out scenes from like I Love Lucy. And
yeah,
stuff
like the candy scene, whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't like, I never did it or don't remember doing it. And then Millionaire, I never really did either. Isn't that where... Toy Story Mania is now? What was...
It was in that same... Well, it was in the original Pixar Place, which... what do you call it? What do they call it? Pixar Place.
Oh, American Idol was?
No, okay. American Idol was where Frozen...
Oh, I meant... Sorry. I meant Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have been pretty cool to do back in the day, but...
That's another one, though, actually. You just brought up American Idol Experience was there in the... Superstar Television Theater before the Frozen show.
Yeah, it's actually the next It's actually the next match.
The next category. Okay, we're going with Superstar Television. I am.
Really? Anyway. Yeah, I think it's a cooler concept. And Millionaire was really awesome for a short time, but, you know, didn't have.
They had a different winner every day. Same thing with Idol.
Yeah. So, yeah, Superstar Television was cool. Lights, Motors, Action versus American Idol. I'm going Lights, Motors, Action on that one.
Yeah, it was really too. Fun. Although I do remember walking down Hollywood Boulevard and you would see the screen up there and it'd be like...
Yes, I do remember the music a lot, yes.
Yes.
But Lights, Motors, Action was a fun show. All right, so now we have two Star Wars things that are extinct. The Path of the Jedi versus the Jedi Training Trials of the Temple. Which that age is
what was the difference between the two?
The Path of the Jedi was that show or that film they showed during it was at the launch bay.
Oh, was that Path of a Jedi? So Trials of the Temple was the one where you actually got to wield your lightsaber against Vader. So I'll go with that one. Yeah, I'm going to go with Jedi Training.
Jedi Training was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sad that they don't do anything like that on Batuu.
The thing is, the stage, I think, is actually still there because it was right next to Star Tours. So why
it is right next to the queue. I walked by it last time I was there, and I was like, wow, it's a waste of little space there. It was a tiny space, but it was still a cool thing that they did there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the Magic of Disney Animation versus, and I put this one in, the Osborne family lights at Christmas time because that was an amazing display of lights that went away when the backlot Streets of America went away. So
can't you still see the Osborne lights somewhere? Didn't it go back to its roots or something?
I don't know. It was like in Arkansas or something.
Right? But then there's like a town that does it now.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I probably won't visit that place. Whereas I did Hollywood Studios, I loved the Osborne lights when it was
around. Yeah, it really hit its peak, and I enjoyed the part where they included the Phineas and Ferb little skit in the middle there with Doofenshmirtz and Perry. It was kind of cool. Anyway, but between the two, I'm going to go with animation, of course.
Okay, well, I'm going to do the Osborne lights. So,
ooh, are you?
So how are we going to do this one? All right.
Let's find out what AI says.
Man, AI is going to, it's been agreeing with your nostalgia choices here, so. It says, you didn't come to play today. This is a battle between holiday spectacle and artistic soul. So the Osborne family spectacle of dancing lights was absolute holiday chaos in the best way. Millions of lights sync to music, snow machines, hidden Mickeys, people crying in the streets. It turned Streets of America into a festive dream. People still mourn over every December. The Feliz Navidad light show moment, legendary.
So they sided with you this time.
Well, it hasn't picked yet. Oh. The Magic of Disney Animation. This is where Disney pulled back the curtain. You could watch real animators at work, real artists creating real magic. Mushu taught us how animation worked in the intro film. And
did you really?
You could walk through, I'm trying to remember those. You could walk through, learn how characters came to life. Well, wasn't Mulan one of the films that was
it was after, it was there? The later version of it, but yes, he was involved.
Okay. Yeah. So it was like stepping inside the creative brain of Disney itself. Okay. So the verdict is the Magic of Disney Animation. So
it really? Disney
says, as much as I want to deck the halls with for a million lights, the Magic of Disney Animation wins. Why? Because it was the Disney creative heart on display. It celebrated the very thing that made Disney, Disney. Osborne lights were seasonal, but animation was timeless and inspiring.
I think your AI is in love with me.
I guess so. It really likes to agree with you. We're going to have to figure out. All right. So next matchup is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Playground versus Monster Sound Show, another old extinct.
Well, between those two, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids set obviously hung around longer. I really thought the Monster Sound Show was hilarious because it had Chevy Chase and Martin Short doing the skits. And Martin Short especially was hilarious in that one. So
yeah, boy, it's funny you don't think about how much like someone like Martin Short has done with Disney attractions.
He's a Disney legend.
Yeah.
Is he really? Has he named one?
He probably is. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that one. Because the playground was cool, but I don't think we did a whole lot on that when I was a kid. I don't have a ton of memories of it. So I remember seeing it, but it wasn't like a thing we did a lot of. So,
and the thing that was cool about the sound show was it was different every single time because it depended on the guests that were chosen to do the sound effects, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
To go along with the film. So they showed it like it was originally intended to be, and then they did a version with, you know, they showed a silent version and they added the sounds. And then, of course, they showed you the finished product at the end. That was always cool.
Was it a lot like the, Whose Line Is It Anyway, where they did the sound effects?
Yeah, I guess it could be. You could say it was similar to that. Only you had more props, obviously, available at the time. Than just do it with their mouths.
To make sounds right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That was pretty cool, though. All right. What do we have? Okay, the last matchup, is that it for this one?
Yes.
Hunchback of Notre Dame show that was there in March of the First Order. You can tell we're scraping the bottom of the barrel there.
Gosh. I'm going to go with the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And the reason why is because March of the First Order, I mean, gosh, that was like so annoying. It happened so often. You couldn't avoid it.
It did happen a lot.
Repetitive. I mean, that's just my thought. Yes.
Okay. This is going to be an interesting
choice. I don't really like either of these things, but, you know.
I got to go with March of the First Order, though.
So you're going to cost another tiebreaker to see if you finally win one.
Yeah, because...
I think you got a shot at this one. That's the only reason why you chose it.
It's thinking. Ooh, Adam, now you've done stepped into some of my theme park theatrics. This is a tie between an underrated Broadway caliber drama and a military style Star Wars intimidation. Hunchback of Notre Dame, a musical adventure. This was giving Broadway on vacation. So it was, you know, original one of those. Live singing, harmonies. So Frollo creeped me out in all the right ways. It actually explores complex themes. All right, March of the First Order, Captain Phasma rolling through with the squad like it's Fashion Week on Batu. Okay. That was before Batu, though. They closed it when that opened, but military style presence, full Star Wars immersion. All the boots stomping down Hollywood Boulevard made you feel like the First Order was watching and you better get in line. Cool vibe, but it was short, more spectacle than substance. So they're going to go with Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Are you serious?
Adventure, yeah.
Music,
story, emotion, and talent gave it heart. March of the First Order was visually dope, but it was more walk and pose. Hunchback was all experience that left you thinking. Humming.
Well, there you go.
And maybe wiping away a happy tear. No. I added that. Wow. So it agrees with you again.
I guess so.
A talking with my AI here. All right. Last category here. Animal Kingdom and Wild Card. Tough to Be a Bug versus Camp Mini Mickey. The most
recent. How did Tough to Be a Bug get to be a one seed? I guess because it's the most recent thing to quit.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
I'm going to go with it's tough to be a bug.
I am too.
And I want, even though Adam's going to get stabbed in the back.
Yeah, I'll go with that one too, because I always lean forward. And basically everything in Animal Kingdom that's extinct is not great. So,
yeah, it's extinct for a reason.
Yeah, literally. Although this one, we have Flights of Wonder versus Discovery Riverboats, a.k.a. like the... Disney Radio Cruises, the other short-lived version of both of those. But
kind of a technicality because Flights of Wonder, the bird show does still exist, but not the same bird show. So
yeah.
Flights of Wonder, also, I'm gonna give the edge to.
Yeah, although, well, actually, you know what? I'm going to go with the riverboats. Because
see what AI says.
Because it was something that you can't do again that I... even though it was boring, it's cool that waterway is like underutilized.
Yes, they should at least do transportation. So you can get from this side of the park to this side.
Yeah. Because it is a big park. All right. Deep into the Animal Kingdom vault we go. Flights of Wonder was the live show with a plot, a message, and a whole lot of whoosh. Educational, entertaining, and had classic Disney We Love Animals heart. The birds flew right over your head, had people ducking and screaming in the best way, had longevity, loyal fans, actually delivered real emotion moments. It sounds like it's going to go there again. Discovery Riverboats, a scenic boat ride that didn't really go anywhere or do much of anything, originally meant to give views of future attractions that never happened. It was kind of a preview boat. Most people either missed it or rode it confused. So yeah, pretty memorable. Not really. So Flights of Wonder soars.
What's funny is everything I just described about the show actually still exists. So it's right. Kind of like it's still there.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you added up characters. Yeah.
Right. It's just a new name now. But anyway. All right. So we have Tarzan Rocks versus the Boneyard.
Well, between those two, I think I probably get more enjoyment out of the Boneyard than I would Tarzan Rocks. So.
Well, it looks like it's still there, but isn't there a version that's not there anymore? Because, I mean, what? It hasn't officially closed yet, the Boneyard.
Oh, well, it hasn't? Oh,
yeah, whoops. It's still on here. But there was something about it that...
We're going to consider it extinct because the things you dig up are extinct.
There you go. Well, I mean, it's going to be, so preemptively we're calling it there.
We're extinguishing it ahead of its time.
But the Boneyard is better than Tarzan Rocks was because that was terrible.
Very much so.
So Journey into the Jungle Book, which was very short-lived
also
as well.
That was the first show in that same theater.
Yeah.
That Tarzan was in. That is right. Now Nemo.
Yeah. And Triceratops Spin. No. Yikes. Your favorite. I never really saw the Jungle Book one, but I do like the Jungle Book. So.
Yes, but anytime I have a ride versus a show, I usually go with the ride, and I think I'm going to go with it this time, even though it's not my favorite concept.
My son loved Triceratops Spin, so I will vote for it because I never really saw the Jungle Book show, so it obviously wasn't great if it was very short-lived.
Well, and Triceratops Spin was just another spinner with a horrible theme, honestly, yeah. So...
The music was also pretty bad, usually kitschy stuff. But speaking of Primeval World versus Pocahontas and Her Forest Friends, another show that
was in that same theater.
I think it was Camp Minnie Mickey, wasn't it, in that area?
Yeah, I think it was where the Lion King now is.
Oh, maybe it was over there.
Anyway,
Primeval World was terrible, but it was, you know, something. So
better than Pocahontas.
I mean. I never saw that show either, so.
Primeval World, yeah, Chiropractic World, yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to make it much further, but we'll give it the boost there.
Now we have these classic Animal Kingdom attractions.
Yeah, I know. It says Animal Kingdom and Wild Card, so we had to move some other things around because
there wasn't enough
Animal Kingdom, yeah. So there was obviously more Magic Kingdom. So now we have the original Country Bear Jamboree show versus Spectre of Magic, which gives me like the most difficult choice ever already.
Yeah, this is like the most difficult choice we've had so far.
Because I love Spectre of Magic, but Country Bear Jamboree.
I can't put it above Country Bears, I don't think.
Agreed, yeah. I think I got to go with Country Bear. I mean, as much as I've talked about it, I can't go against it, so... It's a very unfortunate matchup so early on for that one. All right, so this one is the first one outside of the parks. It was a park itself. The River Country was one that I felt like had to be included because it was, you know, abandoned for so long, and it was one of the first things to close that outside of the parks. So River Country was its own thing, and you know, it's closed. Versus Lightning Queen's Racing Academy.
Well, it got a favorable matchup because I would take River Country over Raising Academy.
Yeah, agreed. It was pretty bad. So there you go. And now we have Timekeeper versus Enchantment at Magic Kingdom.
I got to be honest. I would rather have Enchantment, truthfully, than I would Timekeeper.
I think I'm going to have Timekeeper.
I thought it was a good show.
On that one, though. Okay, I'm voting Timekeeper.
You just hate everything that happened during the Bob Chapek era, pretty much. So,
I'm just not as big on the fireworks shows. And that one was it was good, but it replaced the best show, which they went back to. So, you know.
You might get your first tiebreaker this time. I thought so the last time, though.
That matchup's got me side-eyeing hard.
Okay.
Circlevision, sci-fi comedy starring Robin Williams. Educational, quirky. Let's see. Witty, nerdy, and gloriously weird. And then Enchantment, the Nighttime Spectacular that replaced Happily Ever After, but has since been replaced back by Happily Ever After. It had fireworks, projection mapping, and some pretty visuals, but let's be real, the emotional connection, it didn't hit like Wishes or Happily Ever After. So Timekeeper moves on. It says the...
you got your first victory. Yay.
Finally. So there it is.
Finally win. Yeah.
It probably thought you picked Timekeeper, and was like, surely...
By the way, if any attraction from this round actually wins at all, I will be shocked. That would be like the ultimate upset.
What do you mean?
From this region.
Oh, from that? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically the worst of the what's left. Yeah.
Right. It's like the worst region ever.
Okay. So do we want to get through round two, get down to the Sweet 16?
Yeah, we got to get down to 16.
Okay.
So we can match our tournament counterparts in basketball.
Yeah, here we go. All right, so Splash Mountain versus the Mike Fink Keelboats.
As much as I love the Keelboats, I'm going to have to go with the classic Splash Mountain.
I mean, I'm going to go with the Keelboats because...
You just want to see what AI would say. Probably. I think you're going to lose.
Yes, this one's definitely going to lose, but I'm just curious. This one's not even a fair fight.
Exactly.
Splash Mountain, we're talking iconic animatronics, catchy music, the glorious drop, and the whole storyline. Look, the Keelboats were cute. It gave you a little river tour and some views of Magic Kingdom, but they were slow, wobbly, and to be honest, most folks didn't even realize they existed until they were gone. So Splash Mountain blows Mike Fink out of the bayou.
Out of the water.
It's interesting to say. Well, I had to give it a shot because I thought, it's nostalgic, so the Keelboats were really awesome. And like we did want to pilot them. Okay. They didn't really do much. Didn't they go to Tom Sawyer Island too or no?
No. They just went around circle.
They circled with
They had a dock right there. That dock with there was two docks, I think. Well no, they moved the dock over time. The dock where it was the dock where it was is now they use it frequently, or they used to, the extended queue for Haunted Mansion. That was right.
During COVID, they definitely use it for that.
Yeah. But that was the Keelboat dock, basically.
Yeah.
Once upon a time. But then they also moved it to the other side near Big Thunder before it was extinct.
Well, it's eventually going to be nothing because the whole Rivers of America is going to be gone. So,
yep.
We have a lot more attractions to add to this soon, but anyway, all right, Mr. Toad versus Snow White Scary Adventures. I mean, I think we know the answer to this one.
I think we do. High seeds are winning in this round so far. Toad's well ride.
For sure. Okay, Mickey Mouse Review versus Vacation Hoedown. So why isn't the original Country Bear here instead of Vacation Hoedown? It should have been the other way around.
I really don't know. But Vacation Hoedown.
Still got work to do.
I think Vacation Hoedown wins. It does for me anyway.
Probably. Because the show, again, if I had actually had memories of the show versus Country Bears, I think so highly of them. So I have to move the Country Bears along. Even if it's the Hoedown version. Mm-hmm. Vacation. All right, so next Toontown Fair versus Wishes.
And I'm going to go with Wishes.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Only because Toontown Fair, I don't know. Would you still want to tour Donald's boat today? I think it's AI would side with you easily on this one, so I'm not even going to give it the chance. I'm just going to go with Wishes. Because Wishes was a good show, so let's go.
But this one, this next matchup is at least, you know,
a questionable
thing. Well, I mean, it's not questionable, but it's at least a matchup.
Horizons versus Kitchen Cabaret. I mean, sure, it's a conversation about how much.
Yeah, there's a conversation. Horizon. Kitchen Cabaret has, once again, two classic Epcot attractions. It has the music, it has the humor. But it doesn't compare to Horizons, so
nothing does. Yeah. All right. Not so Horizons moves on. All right. Now we have the original Journey to Imagination versus Living Seas. I think this is pretty easy to pick too.
Yeah. Even though I do love the original Seas the most, it's not as good to me as the original Journey to Imagination. Yeah, the OG Journey to Imagination.
Speaking of, I mean, didn't, you know, Iger, that was a news story talking this week about, like, more making Figment. More Figment content, but, like, can't we fix this terrible ride first?
Yeah, really?
Why are we? I don't understand that. But anyway, yeah, this ride needs to be better. All right, so Body Wars versus Creative Command. So we have the Battle of the Wonders of Life.
Wonders of Life battle. Between the two, I give the edge to Cranium Command.
I think
it was more, entertaining.
I know I didn't go with it in the first round, but yeah, over Body Wars. Yeah, Star Tours is better of the simulator. So Cranium Command is going to win. And like I said, could revive this if you brought back the pavilion and
somewhat
make it, you know, inside out or something.
Mm-hmm.
You could figure out a way. All right. Maelstrom versus World of Motion. I mean, it's a conversation, but
it's a classic matchup, but World of Motion. Pretty much anything that goes up against original Future World is going to lose.
And I just realized, too, Test Track 1.0 was supposed to be on this list, and it didn't. For some reason, it got taken out. Test Track 1.0 and 2.0 could have technically been in there, but it got... It got left off the list. I know I was supposed to put it on here. It's really annoying that it didn't translate to the... Anyway.
So we have in this side, we have in the 16, we have Splash Mountain, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Country Bear Vacation Hometown and Wishes, Horizons and the Original Journey to Imagination, Cranium Command, and World of Motion make up the 8 out of this side of the bracket.
Out of the 16. Yeah. Okay. I think Test Track could have made it, but we'll see. I don't know why it didn't translate, but okay. Oh, this is already a tough match. Great Movie Ride versus the Backlot Tour.
Great Movie Ride.
Agreed.
Yeah.
At least it was a thought.
It was a thought.
Catastrophe Canyon, but yeah, Great
Movie Ride. This one could be interesting.
Backlot Tour is too long. Superstar Television versus Lights, Motors, Action. I'm going to go with Lights, Motors, Action. Because I never got to do Superstar Television, so.
I think Superstar Television is, like, more entertaining as a whole, though.
So I'm going to go with Superstar.
Okay. Lights, Motor.
I think it feels good on the whole.
Yeah. All right, let's see. This one's juicy. Let's paint the picture. Audience volunteers, check. Live green. This is about Superstar Television, obviously.
Actually, they had volunteers in Lights, Motors, Action too, didn't they?
I don't know, maybe.
I seem to recall they're having something.
So you could literally end up in I Love Lucy, Cheers, or The Golden Girls. It was interactive, campy, and so peak MGM Studios. Lights, Motors, Action, this was big. Explosions, high-speed car chases, fireballs, pyrotechnics, and a Lightning McQueen cameo that they threw in later. It was a stunt spectacular, but let's be real. It was long, loud, and after the first time, kind of like watching Fast and Furious on a repeat with no snacks. You could have had food in there, right?
Yeah, I think they actually sold it. Yeah.
So Superstar Television wins. Lights, Motors, and Action had the flash, but Superstar had heart and sass and nostalgia. Boy, it really likes your nostalgia stuff. So
I guess
Superstar Television. It could win the whole thing, y'all. Maybe it will.
I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah. Jedi Thanks. Training Trials of the Temple versus the Magic of Disney Animation Tour.
I got to go with the, if especially if we're talking about the original Magic of Disney Animation, I definitely have to go with the Magic of Disney Animation.
Yeah, I think it's classic. It would probably win anyway, so I'm going to go with that. The Monster Sound Show versus the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Broadway.
Again, participation versus watching a Broadway style show. Monster Sound Show.
All right. I'll move on. I agree because I, yeah. All right. So now we are in the tough
Animal
Kingdom wild card. Tough to be a Bug versus Flights of Wonder.
I'm going to go with Tough to be a Bug.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm going to go with Flights of Wonder on that one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because you don't get stabbed in the Flights of Wonder?
Yes. Because, yeah.
Or if you do, it's not part of the show.
Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan of that one, to be honest. Tough to be a Bug. I never really was. All right, so Animal Kingdom's Underrated Gem. Real birds doing real tricks. Trainers with Disney charm. Some stunning up-close moments. Educational, beautiful, and low-key peaceful. You sitting under the tree of life. This is Tough to be a Bug, of course. About to watch a cute little bug movie, and then bam, smoke, acid, butts poking you. What?
What?
Butts poking?
Butts poking you.
Children screaming. It was chaotic brilliance. Hilarious, dark, and straight up traumatic for some kids. So
well, I tough think to we know where this is going. Wins.
Flights of Wonder was sweet and wise, but Tough to be a Bug, that show left a mark both emotionally and physically. It was funny,
and
clever.
That's the reason why you didn't choose it.
Right. So I'm like, what? That's why I was like, in good conscience, I can't vote for it.
It's meant to scare you.
So Triceratops versus the not yet extinct Boneyard, but
Boneyard. I really don't care with this particular.
I'll agree with you.
I got to be honest.
I'll agree with you on that one. Yeah.
You just agree with me just to move on. I was like, yes. I don't really care about this matchup.
So now we're at Primeval World versus the Country Bear Jamboree original show. I don't know why that one didn't make it.
Country Bear Jamboree.
Well, yeah.
I don't even care that Primeval World is actually Animal Kingdom and try to keep it to Animal Kingdom. Country Bear Jamboree has to move on.
So why didn't Country Bear Jamboree doesn't make the final four? I mean, the original. Then I'll be surprised.
Well, I don't know about that. It'll move on probably past the next round. But
so speaking of, here we go. What's it going to be against? River Country versus Timekeeper. So very classics there, obviously. But
yeah, what the heck? I think River Country is a little more fun. I'm going to go with the fun factor there. I'm going to go with River Country.
Really? You're going against Timekeeper?
Yeah, Timekeeper was neat and all, but I mean, if I compare the two, I mean, it's an entire water park versus one attraction.
Yeah, the old-fashioned swimming hole where you could get, like, Listeria or something. What was the... what happened again? I forgot what the...
I don't know.
It was, like, brain-eating amoebas or something. What happened? Didn't people die from the water pollution or something?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it did actually, like, the mouth of...
Bay Lake.
Bay Lake, yeah. It actually went into it, right?
Yeah.
So nowadays it would be danger for like gators.
Yeah. Right. Gator got loose in River Country again.
Anyway.
Let me see though. Just out of curiosity, which one AI would go with. River Country versus Timekeeper. Now you're trying to make me cry, pit nostalgia against straight up sci-fi sass. The OG water park, it was wild, so was the 70s and 80s in the best possible way. The natural lake water, questionable, but the rope swings, the inner tubes, and the muddy Florida realness, iconic. It felt like the country cousin of Disney World came out to play, and we loved it. We loved her for it. Now, Timekeeper, Robin Freakin' Williams. A sassy time-traveling robot serving comedy science. A little bit of Paris adventure. This was Circle Vision with flavor. Educational, but never boring. It was clever. It was unique. So it goes with Timekeeper. It says, look, really? I love River Country and its barefoot charm, but Timekeeper was rare, brainy, funny, quirky masterpiece we don't get no more.
Well, so you should have stuck to your guns. But let's be honest, it really doesn't matter, because what's it going up against the next round?
All right, I'm going to go. I'll hit Timekeeper. Yeah, it'll Country Rare Jammer will beat that one, right? Do we need to go ahead? Oh. All right, so there we are, Sweet 16.
So our Sweet 16 on this side, I already named the other side, is Great Movie Ride, Superstar Television, Magic of Disney Animation, Monster Sound Show, Tough to Be a Bug, Boneyard, Country Bear Jamboree, and Timekeeper. I cannot see where this is headed.
I mean, I know what's going to win, but...
Prediction for a Final Four? We got to get to the Elite Eight first.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we probably shouldn't say, but I think I know what the Final Four would be.
I have an idea as well.
I think we're going to end up with a classic Magic Kingdom, a classic Epcot, a classic Hollywood Studios, and another Magic Kingdom. I think that's what it's going to end up being, but
we'll see.
I don't think, because nothing from Animal Kingdom is going to make it that far, I don't think. But
it should, though, because to make it a true bracket.
Right. Well, if we had enough from Animal Kingdom to make it a full bracket, it would have had to have, I guess. But
I'm going to do my best to try and make it possible.
Right. That's my guess. Right.
And I think is our objective to not to take the 16 to social media, but maybe the 8, possibly.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to end up doing that, but yeah, we'll figure it out.
I don't know if we'll be able to. We may not be able to do that. So
we're definitely out of time
for today.
Scratch that.
Yeah. So that concludes this episode of Traveling with a Mouse. We can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and X. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store with your exclusive TWTM merchandise. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. And we also have a YouTube channel where you can find the episodes and some other videos. And where can you find that, Adam?
Our website, which is travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. So there's links to all that and more there. travelingwiththemouse.com.
So for Adam, my name is John. This has been Traveling with a Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip.
To
Epic Universe.
So yeah, it's not going to be there.
That's my next trip.